Scripture lesson this morning comes from the book of Genesis, first book of the Bible. And I will be sharing with you from the 45th chapter, verses 1 through 15. But first, I'd like to do our Bible pledge. So if you will find Genesis 45 and put your finger in there, and please stand with me, please.
Hold the book way up high. Together. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing. Then Joseph could not control himself before all those who stood by him, and he cried, "Make everyone go out from me." So no one stayed with him when Joseph made himself known to his brothers. And he wept aloud, so that the Egyptians heard it, and the household of the Pharaoh heard it. And Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?" But his brother could not answer him, for they were dismayed at his presence. So Joseph said to his brothers, "Come near to me, I pray you." And they came near, and he said, "I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. And now, do not be distressed or angry with yourselves because you sold me here. For God sent me before you to preserve life. For the famine has been in the land these 2 years, and there are yet 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor sowing. And God sent me before you to preserve you for a remnant on earth and to keep alive for you many survivors. So it was not you who sent me here, but God. And he has made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all of his house, and ruler over all the land of Egypt. Make haste and go up to my father, and say to him, 'Thus says your son Joseph, God has made me lord of all of Egypt. Come down to me, do not tarry. You shall dwell in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near me, and you and your children and your children's children and your flocks, your herds, all and all that you have. And there I will provide for you, for there are yet 5 years of famine to come, lest you and your household and all that you have come into poverty. And now your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin see. That is, my mouth speaks to you. You must tell my father of all my splendor in Egypt and all that you have seen. Make haste and bring my father down here." Then he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck, and he kissed all of his brothers and wept upon them. And after that, his brothers talked with him. This is the word of God.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Mike. We're not sure if Eric is listening to us this morning in San Francisco on the internet or not, but if he is, understand that he's a little bit disappointed. The group came in 12th in the quarterfinals, 13th in the semifinals. Did not make the final 10, but we are proud of him and proud of the group. So no matter how he did or how he feels, we feel proud of him. And let's start off with a thing here about a boulder, and that boulder, and this is for Eric, every obstacle presents an opportunity to improve one's condition. So that'll be my message to him to start this morning. Set free the obstacle in our path. In ancient times, a king had a boulder placed on a roadway. Then he hid himself and he watched to see if anyone removed the huge rock. Some of the king's wealthiest merchants and courtiers came by and simply walked around it